This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Thanks for tuning into the broadcast. We'll be back next week with a new live episode, so stay tuned.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'll be here till 10 o'clock, so we got a couple hours left in the show today. We'll be doing everything we can to help you out with all of your gardening questions. So give us a call. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And I know we do have some calls waiting on the line, so I want to get right to that. Nathan, who's up first?
Mike in Hudson.
Mike, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
Looking for a recommendation for a plant or shrub. Looking for something that will grow about 8 foot tall, that's flowering, that I can put on exterior along the foundation that faces kind of a northwest direction. Gets about 6 hours of sunlight in the afternoon. And I've been to a few garden nurseries, got some suggestions, but I thought I'd see what you had to offer.
Okay. Now, so you're looking to, you said, about 6 to 8 feet tall.
Yeah,
right.
So the side of my house is pretty much blank slate, no windows in the lower portion of the siding. So it's a big blank canvas I'm trying to provide some color to.
Okay, and are you looking for evergreen, or are you looking for mixture?
Ideally a flowering plant of some sort. Like, I was originally thinking Rosa Sharon, but I was advised that in that position, it probably wouldn't do too well.
Okay. So. And you're saying it gets about 6 hours of sun?
About 5 to 6.
And what time of day would you say it hits there? Probably afternoon?
From 2 o'clock on.
Okay. So we could look at a couple things just to do like a base in the background to get it a little bit of the flowers earlier in the season. You can look at something along the lines of like a rhododendron type, an azalea type, to give you that multi-season function in the background to kind of always have there, right? So something that is going to give you the it's not going to be sticks during the winter. Those are your easy background type plants. Going from there, you could be adding a number of different items. Something that like that has a little bit, more shade on the hotter part of the day. Like the hottest part of the day is between like 10 and 2, right? Sometimes a little bit later, but that's the basic of it. So you could look at some that will take a little bit more shade than sun. So there's an evergreen, a couple evergreens out there that I like. Kalmia is one of them, which has flowers. It's a different flower. It's not like all at the top. It kind of droops down a little bit underneath some of the leaves, but it has this cool flower to it. They have many sizes. They have all the way down from like minuet or an elf that are really small up to the bigger varieties. Another one to be looking at would be like a Lakothaway. Lakothaway doesn't really, it has flowers, but it's not really for the flower. They have a rainbow Lakothaway, which has multiple color foliage. I like to look at the foliage as almost a flower as well, based on most flowers only last a couple weeks, right? Whereas a foliage like this is going to last most of the season, and all of the season, really. So I like to add that to it. There's some different types of hydrangeas that you could use that take a little bit more shade.
Actually, I was going to ask you about that, because one that somebody suggested, there's one hydrangea, Limelight. I guess it's what, a Paniculata?
It's a Paniculata.
Yeah.
Yep. And so those do enjoy the sun. You could be putting those there. But something along the lines of like an endless summer hydrangea will actually do a little bit better with some more shade than sun. Those are the macrophylla type, so that's the blue hydrangeas. That would be fine to be doing. I would see no problem having those in that area. But Limelight would be fine. It starts off with that white color and almost fades to like a lime green, the flower itself.
And it seems like that gets a little taller, which is what I'm looking for.
So that would be some of them. I mean, you're looking for that 6 to 8 range, but I'd almost tear it down in a couple areas so that you're not just flat up against a wall with 8. So that's why the couple others to be looking at. I mean, the endless summer can get 6 to 8 feet tall over time. I've seen it get really big. If you kind of let it go, there's some of the older style hydrangeas that will get decent size. As far as, there's, for a little bit more shade, you could look at going with like an Annabelle hydrangea, which has the really big white flowers, and can get some height to it, as well as maybe a tier down. I'm trying to think what else we could do for you at the same time. A lot of the things that I can think of, I'm trying to almost tear it down in my mind. You could use like an IKEA. An IKEA is a deciduous flowering plant that likes a little bit more shade. But it would be good in your area. Certain ones stay a little bit smaller. Some will get that 4 to 6 range. But it is, it's also a native in the area, so that's nice to add to the area. Has these white little flowers on it that's pretty cool looking. It has like a red foliage, in the fall. So that might be, pretty cool to have there. You could also look at Clethora. Clethora is a deciduous plant, but it has like a white flower on it. Some will have like a light pink to it. On the tips around this time of year. So that might be a few to really be looking at. I'm trying to think what else we could do. There's a lot of options. Again, like I said, the Kalmia, but you could also look at the Andromeda. Andromeda will flower early in the season, but it's an evergreen. Okay. So you're going to see that green all year. Some of them will get up to, 9, 12 feet tall. It's going to take some time before they get there, but that would be something that could take up some of the space in the background as an alternative to, like, the rhododendron or an azalea that you might see everywhere. Okay,
right.
They have lots of different varieties. I'm trying to think the best one for you. The best one might be like a Dorothy Wyckoff is a good variety, or Brower's Beauty. There's also one out there called Mountain Fire, which is actually kind of cool that after it flowers, it has like red leaves that come out from the top. Almost kind of looks like it's on fire, right? So that might be a cool idea to add some different colors so it's not just the flowers. The leaves will happen on there. But I think those are a few options that you could use with just based on the size that you're looking for. But I think, kind of tearing it down would be the way. You can always add perennials in there. Perennials are a nice way, inexpensive way to get some colors in there. Like there's a Joe Pye weed that can get 6 to 8 feet tall. It's like a chocolate. They have a chocolate eupatorium, I believe it's called. It gets 6 to 8 feet tall, but it has like a brownish leaf to it with a white flower. It's kind of cool looking when it does flower, but it gets a lot of height. So it might be just a different look to it than the round bushes to add to it. So just really, the sky's kind of the limit with what you do with perennials there as well.
Awesome. All right. I appreciate it.
All right, Mike. Good luck.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Take care.
Bye-bye. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, give your plants a dose of nature with organic liquid plant foods from Espoma. Nourish your plants with natural ingredients and millions of beneficial microbes that grow bigger, more beautiful plants. And Espoma's Easy Dose Cap gives you a perfect pour every time. No measuring, no mess. Just flip open the cap, turn over the bottle, and pour the pre-measured dose into your watering can. Add water and feed your plants. It's that simple. Just flip, fill, and feed. Available in 4 varieties, indoor, violet, cactus, and orchid, for all your indoor plants. Best of all, every Espoma product is safe for people, pets, and the plant. You can find Espoma organic liquid plant foods at fine garden centers. Visit Espoma.com to see the video and find a retailer near you. Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929. Give us a call here, 855-660-4261. We'll take a break. We'll be back in a few.
Weeds. It's a matter of life and death.
These weeds have a mission, to hide every bottle of Bayer Advanced Durazone Weed and Grass Killer in this store.
Hide one in the wheelbarrow.
They know Durazone kills weeds for up to 6 months, 2 months longer than Roundup Extended Control.
Put some behind the garden gnome.
And Durazone Ready to Use provides more coverage. It goes 50% further than Roundup Extended Control Ready to Use for a better value. No wonder weeds are terrified of Durazone.
Hide them all.
Bayer Advanced Durazone. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label directions.
Grubs live to destroy your lawn. Stop them now with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Season Long Grub Control plus Turf Revitalizer. Its patented 2-in-1 formula controls grubs all season long. Plus, it helps build a stronger, thicker lawn. All in one easy step. Bayer Advanced Season Long Grub Control plus Turf Revitalizer. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Dram watering tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with a revolver spray gun. And use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at Dram.com.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thanks for tuning into the broadcast. We'll be back next week with a new live episode, so stay tuned. Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We have some calls on the line, so we want to go right back to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Dot is in Lowell.
Dot, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hello, Patrick. It's me again. Thank you for taking my call. I've got two questions about, number one, sumac. We clean out all the sumac, but now I'm wondering about the grape barber that we rescued. My grandson says, Grammy, I can't wait to eat some of the grapes. I can't believe how the grapes have survived. And, you know, with all the sumac and the choking vine around the grapes, I think I'm just being overly cautious. Those grapes will be perfectly good, right? You know, come September.
They should be fine, definitely, as long as, you know, you got rid of a lot of the sumac, you said?
Yeah, the sumac and the choking vine, that cherry choking vine.
Yeah.
And my son's been helping, et cetera. It's a long process, and we're going to get it, like, the back garden all, you know, excavate it, get rid of all the roots.
Yep.
But in the meantime, I can't believe how well these grapes have survived. I really thought we'd lose the whole grapevines. But as long as I would think they're okay, and there's, you know, raspberry thorn bushes around it, but we clean those out.
I don't see a problem with them. I think they should be fine as long as they're continuing to keep going.
Yeah, okay.
He's
so excited. It was so good to see it. You know, he's so good. Grammy, look at this.
Yeah.
Okay, that was just a double thing. The other question I have, thank you for your help on that, by the way. I cannot believe something ate all my sedum plant in the front. I've had this sedum plant beautifully for, like, you know, 7-8 years. And it's something ate the sedum plant, and it's just to the roots practically. All the leaves have been munched off. I have, you know, usually they might eat something else. You know, right? Could it be a rabbit? What can I do to bring it back? Will I lose it completely? Will it come back next year?
So it ate it all the way down to the stem or down to the...
It ate all the leaves. I think there's like 3 inches of the stems left, 3 to 4 inches.
So it might still come back on the sedum. It's just going to be, it'll be hard to tell. Which, was it the upright or the creeping type?
The upright. The red one. The red is
so the autumn joy.
The one that blooms beautifully in late August.
Yeah, so I think that would be like the autumn joy or like the.
Not the real tall one, but yeah, I can't.
I know what you. I know which one we're talking about here. So you might have some regrowth to it. What I would look at doing is using like a spray, obviously, to keep them away. Best way to be looking in that. I mean, it might be rabbits, just the way it was doing. But the weirder thing is, so that's the upright version. So they're eating down, right? That's how I would look at it, as it would be something from above eating it, right?
There's only like two or three leaves left on like the plant was about, I would say, 10 to 12 inches round, and there's like two leaves left.
So I would look at using like a repels all from Bonide. It would be, I'd almost look at more of like the deer and rabbit repellent, but you could use a repels all spray.
Okay.
It's like egg solids and other mixture to it that they just don't like the smell of it.
Okay, I'll try that, because I got something, I think,
Shake Away,
I think that...
Shake Away, yeah, which Shake Away did you get?
Right?
I'm sorry, so there's a few different types of the Shake Away. Which one did you get?
Oh, gosh, I got it from last year, so I don't honestly remember. But
so you could actually use a combination, because that would be a granular form, putting, like, a perimeter around it, and then I'd look at the repels all to be spraying
so
around the rest of it.
Okay, so okay, is it toxic at all? Because I do have grandchildren.
No, so the repels all, it's basically egg solids, cloves, and garlic oil.
Okay, where do I get that?
You can get that at a local garden center. You can go to Mahoney's in Tewksbury or Chelmsford. They'll have it.
Okay, great. But I have never seen a summer. I thought what animals, critters didn't like sedum plants.
Well, so this is one of the things we spent so much time in quarantine, if you will, where people weren't really going out as much. So there's more animals around. So, I mean, we're seeing some. I saw two wild turkeys with 6 or 7 babies in my yard yesterday. I'd never seen that before in the area, so we're seeing a lot of different things this year. So try out some of that repellent. Use the Shake Away as well.
I will. Thank you for that plan. Otherwise, just wait. Hopefully, it'll come back next year, right?
I believe it will. All right. We'll see ya.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer. No more Roundup. Organic disease control. Organic insecticide. Organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. The new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals, a triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. Tropical storm Isaias is slowly approaching southeastern Florida with maximum sustained winds of about 70 miles an hour. The National Weather Service says hurricane conditions could still be expected on the Florida coast through later today. The storm is then expected to veer northward and head up the eastern seaboard, where it will first visit the Carolinas by later today and early tomorrow. The storm will then affect the mid-Atlantic and the northeast on Tuesday and Wednesday. And even New England could see as much as 6 inches of rain when it gets up there. An actor who appeared in over 70 films and dozens of TV shows has died, though some remember him most for a long-running TV ad campaign.
Quaker Oats. It's the right thing to do.
TMZ says Brimley died in Utah yesterday. Wilford Brimley was 85.
and this is USA Radio News. Some high-level negotiations in Washington have been continuing this weekend.
Lawmakers working on a coronavirus relief package have reported some progress as political pressure mounts to restore the newly expired $600-a-week unemployment benefits.
USA Radio's Wendy King, after yesterday's three-hour meeting, the lawmakers reported some progress but said they're still not close to a deal. They're going to meet again today. The Republican National Convention in Charlotte is now going to be closed to the media. It was announced yesterday reporters will not be present even when President Trump accepts his party's nomination later this month. The search for military service members missing in the waters off the coast of Southern California since last Thursday is continuing, but it again came up empty on Saturday. At least one Marine is confirmed dead. Eight other military members still missing after an amphibious assault vehicle went down during a training exercise. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Thanks for tuning into the broadcast. We'll be back next week with a new live episode, so stay tuned.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here, 855-660-4261. We have some calls online, so I want to get right back to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Nancy is in Dover.
Nancy, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
My front lawn, it's a rather large front lawn facing south and west with no shade trees. And it's largely brown. My question is, if I'm willing to put up with the brown for now, for the summer, will it come back in the fall, or am I, you know, irreparably damaging it so that I'm killing it entirely?
Well, so the lawn's just brown. It just had lack of water, lack of everything at this point, just due to drought conditions.
Well, it has been receiving from a service regular fertilizing and grouting, and that got a grub control and all that. But I do think it's lack of water, because the only green spot is one little tiny spot where it gets a little bit of shade.
Yeah, so I think without really getting some water onto it, getting it taken care of that way, you're not going to, you know, you're not going to be completely successful with it coming back year after year. It would be something where, if you could at least get a little bit of water there, it would be helpful. It's not going to be, no water at all is going to be more detrimental than having some water there. You're going to need to try and, get something to the system for it to really want to come back in the fall for you.
So it doesn't just go dormant and sort of...
No, I mean, there are some...
reawaken in the fall.
Unfortunately, not really how it works. One of the things that can start to happen as well is with the drought conditions, if it's starting to die back the grass, it could start to bring weeds into the lawn because there's, you know, weeds like drought conditions. They like bad soil. They like bad, you know, they'll take advantage of the situation. And so you might start to notice that more weeds are growing in the lawn than before. So that would be, you know, that would be me looking at it saying it's going to be more detrimental by not doing anything than, you know, just letting it, you know, it by doing just a little bit of just adding some water here and there, possibly reseeding in the fall to try and get it established. It just needs a little something back.
How, because it's been days and days with no appreciable rain, how much, assuming that no significant rain comes, what's the minimum amount of watering I could get by with?
So for a lawn, it's a combination of thoughts here. Some will say, you know, a couple inches of water per week. And they'll look at it as, you know, making sure you get it for the entire week, so splitting it up a few times. Or there are some that'll say making sure it gets 2 inches of water right at the beginning. Up to you on how you can do it. The easiest way to find out how much water you're putting into the soil would be by getting like a tuna fish can and putting it out in the lawn where you're watering and putting the sprinkler on, seeing how long it takes for it to fill up. And tuna fish can is usually about an inch tall. So if it's, you know, if it takes a half hour, that means you're going to need to water for a half hour twice during the week to get it, to get that 2 inches of water in the soil. So that's how I would look at it and say, all right, this is how much I need to put down.
And because I have to sort of hand set up a sprinkler and then move it to another area and to another area, is there any disadvantage to just soaking it thoroughly once a week?
I don't think there is. I think as long as you're watering it with something, it's going to be helpful. Not watering at all is going to be more detrimental to the end of the the launch is not going to be successful.
Oh, okay. All right.
All righty.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Nancy, and good luck.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. There's some more calls on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Margaret's in New Hampshire.
Margaret, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yeah, thank you for taking my call. I have some strawberry plants. Well, it only maybe 6 strawberries come up every year. I've had it 6 years. Can I move it to a sunnier place?
I would definitely be looking to do that. At this point in time, I'd probably wait until the fall to do, just with so much. So the drought conditions and heat, etc., I would want to make sure that I'm not going to affect them long term.
Okay, so I do it in the fall. And what would I do? Just put it in the ground? And do I put anything first?
Well, so what I would do is try to get as big of a root ball, if you will, as possible. I mean, it's a strawberry, so it's not going to have a giant root ball here, but get as big as you can get and have the hole ready. Add some compost to the soil. Maybe use some, like a biotone starter from Espoma. That would be a great way to help with transplant shock. You could also use the protolizer from Natural Alternative. Protolizer is going to help with that and actually work with the fertilizer you put down to really help build it up a little bit more. Adding something is definitely going to help it. But I wouldn't be moving it right now just based on the heat, et cetera.
Okay. And when I add the biotone, should I also add fertilizer, or should I just add fertilizer?
So what you'll do is, you'll add the biotone into the soil. You'll mix it into the soil, the amount that it'll say on the package. And then you'll plant it, and then you water it in with the protolizer. What I would suggest doing anytime I do any planting is I'd water the plant in first before I use any fertilizer, allowing any of the air pockets to be filled in, allowing the water to just get absorbed into the plant a little bit first. And then when I use a fertilizer, even though protolizer is not a fertilizer, it's like vitamins for your plant, I want it to slowly seep into the plant. So that's why I would water first and then use the protolizer as I water. That way it goes into the plant a little bit easier instead of just going right through.
All right. Thank you so much and have a wonderful week.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, here's the dirt on potting mixes. They're not all created equal. This Boma Organic Potting Mix is just what you need to keep container plants happy and healthy. It's heavy enough to anchor the plant, but light enough to give roots the perfect balance of air and moisture. You can feel the difference the first time you grab a handful from the bag. Espoma calls this the touch test. Espoma Organic Potting Mix contains only the finest natural ingredients, plus Mycotone, a special blend of mycorrhizae that builds stronger roots. Use indoors and out for flowers and vegetables and see why Espoma Organic Potting Mix is the best. You'll grow bigger, more beautiful plants with bountiful blooms. Espoma Organic Potting Mix is just one of a complete line of all natural potting mixes and plant foods from the makers of Hollytone. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. Organic potting mix from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929. And we do have some more calls online, so we'll get right back to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Trish is in Lee, New Hampshire.
Trish, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Well, I have some container vegetables on my back deck. I have a tomato and I have a cucumber. They have been doing fine, and we've had some heavy rains, but there's drainage in those pots. And the cucumber this week just about all backed away and died. And the tomato plant is now getting all brown leaves, it's wilty, and the tomato plants in the garden are starting to get spots. So I don't know what is going on. I mean, I know we've had the drought and everything, but we've had some really heavy rains. So I'm not quite sure what to do or if they're like a lost cause at this point.
So the tomato plants themselves have it, or the tomatoes themselves have black spots?
No, the tomato plant, actually, it's not really black. The one in the garden has these black spots started on the larger leaves towards the bottom. The one on the deck, the leaves are just brown and wilty, and it just happened this week, so it looks like it's just dying, but they're not crunchy, they're not dry.
Is it the lower leaves?
No, it's the whole plant.
The whole plant. Okay. So it could be a combination of, the weather and drought conditions, and then getting some rain here and there, plants will start to absorb it, and then it'll get into that drought condition again, and it goes that in between. It just keeps going back and forth, which is not a good thing for a plant. You don't want them to really dry out completely, then get full of water, then dry out. Every time that happens, it weakens the plant a little bit. What I would look to be doing on both the tomatoes, is it's not a bad time to be putting tomato tone on the tomatoes to try and give it something back a little bit. Just to boost it up a little bit. I would also look at using protolizer from Natural Alternative. That protolizer is a great one. It's like vitamins for the plant, but it works together with the fertilizer that you're putting in and allows it to get a little bit stronger root system, better development as well. As far as the black spots in the lower parts of the tomatoes, what I would do is I would remove those leaves from the lower areas. What it seems to be is when it does rain, or we have any watering that's over the top of it, if the water sits in there, creates that black spot. It's almost like hydrangeas with their black spot. It's the same type of thing. By thinning out some of the leaves that are on the lower area so airflow can get through there, the plant can dry out a little bit if it's wet. That way fungus doesn't start happening, because that's the start of fungus usually, is when it has black spot or, you know, the brown leaves like that. The fully brown leaves, if you're noticing that they're full leaves, I'd get rid of some of the leaves from it. They're not going to come back. The green ones that have some brown on it, maybe cut the brown off to allow the green to stay there. But I think giving it a little something with like that tomato tone fertilizer is going to help it. It's starting to weaken from the drought conditions. Even though you might be watering, and you know, it has great drainage, it's just giving you a little something else to help back to the plant. So that's why I would look to fertilize too.
All right, great. Thank you.
Ready?
Yep.
Well, good luck, Trish. You have a great one.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, that phone number is 855-660-4261. We're going to take that break here, and when we get back, more of your gardening questions. So stay tuned. We'll be back in a few.
Your lovely tree, attacked by insects. Stop them with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Tree and Shrub Protect and Feed. Its special dual-action formula delivers 12-month insect protection. Plus now, it provides slow-release feeding all in one easy step. Mix and pour the no-spray formula and your tree is shielded, roots to top, for stronger and more beautiful trees. We don't hate bugs, we just love trees. Bayer Advanced, better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com.
Your yard's days of being picked on are over, thanks to the science of Bayer Advanced Brush Killer Plus. Its penetrating formula is specifically designed to kill hard-to-control brush like kudzu, poison ivy, poison oak, and wild berries, roots and all. And the concentrate product even kills stumps, so your yard never has to worry about being bullied. Bayer Advanced. Get more from the blue bottle. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals, a triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
I want you to try new all-in-one Weed and Feed.
What's this?
All-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes, weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Thanks for tuning into the broadcast. We'll be back next week with a new live episode, so stay tuned.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we have about another hour left in the show to answer all of your gardening questions, so feel free to give us a call. We'll do everything we can to help you out. I've had a lot of questions in regards to, is it a drought issue? Is it a disease? What is it? And, it brings me back on a lot of these to think about, what we've talked about a few times, integrated pest management, and knowing what is most likely to happen each year and trying to take care of it. With drought conditions, what can you do? There's a couple things we can be doing. There's some products out there that we could be using, such as Hydratain for the lawn. You can use that product to keep the lawn greener longer because it's holding a little bit more water in it. Might need to do it a couple times, but it's still something to do. Also, containers. Using soil moist. We talk about soil moist often on the show. It is something that you would be able to mix into your container and to help keep the moisture in there so that you're not just not having to water the plants as much. You're watering a little bit less. So that's something to be looking at. And it's not just about the container plants. You could actually use some of that soil moist in some of your, garden beds that you're using. So it's like those little granules that you would find in baby's diapers. They swell up to like 100 times the size of what they were, and will actually absorb the water, hold the water, and sit there a little bit longer. So that's something to use in the garden. Use that early, and you could use that a couple times. Now, as far as the plants that you're seeing insects happen during the season, you're seeing the same types of things year after year. Well, that's something to be thinking about, where you can use the integrated pest management system there, knowing what's going to happen and do something preventatively, something preemptive, right? Taking a look at each year, like a tomato plant. You look at it and say, every year the lower leaves start to turn brown. There's like a powdery mildew to it. What can I do? Well, start off the season thinning out those leaves on the bottom, allowing the airflow to go through, allowing the water not to sit on the leaves from the rain. And by watering from the ground, not an overhead sprinkler. Overhead sprinklers get the job done because they have, a lot more span on them. You don't have to worry about them. You can just like kind of set it and forget it type thing. But at the same time, when it comes to certain plants, they don't like that overhead watering. They don't like to sit and have the water just sitting on the leaves. It causes those funguses. It causes a lot of different things to damage the plants. So something really to be thinking of is just, thinking ahead for next year. We had a few calls last week, the week before, and this week in regards to sooty mold on hollies. The holly plant gets aphids a lot. Those are one of those things that just pop up all the time. And you're seeing that sooty mold, which is the honeydew that they leave behind after the fact. So if you're seeing that now, just think about, all right, well, how long have they been feeding on there? How long, before this did I notice that this was happening? And trying to prevent it going forward. It might be going back as much as 2 months. That's one of the things with the sooty mold, seeing it. It takes some time to develop. Once the insects are there, it's going to take, a week to 10 days for it to really show up heavily like this. But they had to start somewhere, right? Was it a month and a half prior? So maybe it's looking at it and say, next year, I'm going to spray with all seasons oil earlier in the season. Because at this point, you have those aphids that are left over. They might be in some of the plants. And spraying with oil is not that easy because of the heat that we have. The temperature's going up so high, you don't want to burn the plants. So by spraying earlier, then you're not having to spray later in the season when the heat is around to potentially damage the plant. So that's what integrated pest management is all about, is tracking it, seeing if you can do something preemptively and take care of it. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break, then we'll have our last hour of the show to answer all your gardening questions. So give us a call. We'll be back in a few.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.